Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive.
We're going to walk you through the article students are reading today in the educational app, The Juice.
The goal here is to give you a quick briefing, just a rundown, so you can spark some meaningful conversations about what they're learning.
Exactly. We'll give you the summary and then maybe a couple of ways to get the discussion started.
Okay, so let's get into it. First up is an article on the health of the nation. It covers a new report from the United Health Foundation.
And this one ranks New Hampshire as the healthiest state. But on the flip side, the bottom five are all located in the South, places like Louisiana and Arkansas.
The article also points out a pretty big health gap that seems to be growing between urban and rural areas.
Yes, it notes that rural populations are seeing, you know, more chronic illness and less exercise overall. It's a noticeable trend.
So for a discussion, you could ask students what daily habits they think have the biggest impact on their own health.
And building on that, why might geography, you know, like living in a city versus the country, change a person's health so much?
All right, from public health to the sports field. The next article is about a massive turnaround for the Indiana Hoosiers football team.
A huge one. They just won the college football playoff championship, beating Miami. It caps off a perfect undefeated season.
And what makes this so historic is that Indiana was, for a long time, the losingest team in NCAA history.
Right. The article credits their new coach, Kurt Cignetti, and quarterback Fernando Mendoza for really changing the team's entire culture.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
It could be a good way to talk about resilience. You know, what does this say about turning a long losing streak around?
Mm-hmm. And maybe on a simpler level, you could just ask what makes a championship game so exciting to watch in the first place.
Now, shifting gears to community impact. There's a really interesting story about the travel writer, Rick Steves.
It is. He just bought a hygiene center in Washington for over $2 million. He did it to save the building from being demolished.
And this center, it provides showers and meals for the homeless community there.
Yeah, Steves called it an invisible center helping invisible people. He said his own travels taught him just how important a place to get clean is.
That raises a powerful question for students, doesn't it? What does having a safe, clean place mean for a person's dignity?
And more broadly, how can people with resources or influence use them to help their own local communities?
That idea of service carries right into the quote of the day, which features Muhammad Ali.
The quote is, "Service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth."
And the article gives some great context. It talks about him not just as a boxer, but as a major figure in civil rights.
Right. It touches on his activism, his refusal to be drafted for the Vietnam War. It shows the person beyond the athlete.
That paying rent metaphor is a great discussion starter. You could ask students how they interpret that idea.
And it also brings up the question of celebrity influence. How can athletes or other famous people use their platforms to create social change?
Okay, now to some international news. The next article covers rising tensions over Greenland.
Yes, it seems the Trump administration is putting more pressure on Europe, specifically on Denmark, to yield control of the territory.
The article mentions threats of military action and tariffs.
Exactly. And it says the strategic goal is U.S. dominance in the Western Hemisphere, but it's also causing a lot of strain on NATO relations.
Geopolitics can feel a bit abstract, so a good question might be, what factors should leaders weigh when making decisions that affect other countries?
And even more fundamentally, why is a specific piece of land like Greenland so valuable to a nation?
All right, our last article today brings us back to the school cafeteria. A new law has overturned the Obama-era ban on whole and 2% milk in schools.
Right. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is quoted arguing that whole milk has necessary nutrients for kids.
But it's not a settled issue. The article notes some nutritionists are concerned about saturated fat and that New York City schools are actually opting out of the change.
So that opens up a good conversation. You could ask students how they decide for themselves what food or drink is healthy.
And from a civics angle, what role should the government have in deciding what gets served in school lunches?
So that's a quick look at what students are reading today.
We hope this briefing helps you connect and engage with the students in your life about these topics.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.